Good morning, everyone. It is good to see you in the house of the Lord. Welcome to Calvary Temple, all of our visitors, and we welcome David's Key, Andrew, Edwin, and David, right? God bless you for being with us. Good to see Andrew from India, back from India, and each and every one of you. We're going to have a worship time after the message. And my message, I think, today is almost more a little bit of teaching, because I was impressed 2 weeks ago preaching about the Holy Spirit when the scripture said, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come. How many are glad to be Pentecostal? Hey, that's good. Back in the 70s, the church went underground, changing the name, getting away from Pentecost because it scared people. I'm going to tell you what, the power's in the Pentecost, not in the community service and all of that, but in the Pentecost. Just a little update on my medical goings-on. I finished my second round of the Blenna treatment on Friday. Have a test next Wednesday. Please pray, because if that test comes back right, I may be able to get out of more treatment for a while. And boy, I would love a while of off of this treatment. But I do feel good today and feel good since last week. Last week we had a few little things, but much better now. And I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate every prayer. Like Brother Kincaid says, you get more people praying and you never know who touches the Lord. And I appreciate every prayer. Praise God. Acts 2, 1 through 4. I'm going to read it real quick, and then I'm going to go into the day of Pentecost and do a little teaching there and not take too long. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful for the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we can't even imagine the greatness and the glory of your power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, the Holy Spirit, hovered over the earth and said, let there be light. And there was light. All things created by Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And today we pray that you'll minister to us with that same Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead quickens our mortal bodies. Thank you for that. Thank you for where we live in such great power. Bless every individual in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Feast of Pentecost, or Shavuot, has many names. One is the Feast of Weeks, and that goes from the second day of Passover for 7 weeks. Now, if you go back to the first day of Passover and end up at the same place, that's 50 days. That's where we get Pentecost, because it's 50. So it's the Feast of Weeks according to what God instructed them to do, or the Feast of Harvest, where they would give thanks and praise to the Lord for the harvest, the new grain of the summer wheat harvest. The Feast of Pentecost is one of Israel's three major agricultural festivals and the second great festival of the Jewish year. Shavuot is, well, that's hard for an old hillbilly to say, but it is one of the three pilgrimages where the Jewish males were required to appear before the Lord. And the Feast of Weeks is a harvest festival. One theory why the Jewish people ate dairy foods during this time, such as cheesecake and cheese blintzes, was because of the law that was given and compared to the milk and honey in the Bible. And the tradition is to take greenery and to decorate the house, represents the Torah, the tree of life. And because this festival falls around the end of school year, it's also a favorite time of holding the Jewish confirmation celebrations. Now, this normally would happen somewhere May, June. Okay, that's when the day of Pentecost would be. The Feast of Weeks was given because of the instruction of God in the book of Leviticus. And I've already counted down the days. It's a festival of expressing thankfulness. Now, kind of get that. The day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit fell, was already, by Jewish history, a day of thanksgiving and praising God for the blessing of the harvest. And it also acquired another name, latter first fruits, because the Ten Commandments were given around this time. And that was Matan Torah, the giving of the law. And so the Jews believe that Moses went on Mount Sinai and received the law during this time. Feast of Pentecost originated in the Pentateuch, one of the first five books of the Bible, so it was historical. The Jewish people on the day of Pentecost would get out their Torah and begin to read. They would especially focus on the book of Ruth. Children who memorized scripture would be rewarded with treats. And so the book of Ruth was powerful. Again, they had the dairy dishes, which, when you mention cheesecake, I'm in. And they would decorate with the greenery. And I like that too. Anything plants and bring candles in and focus upon the Word of God. Now, Jesus and Pentecost. Just before the resurrection, Jesus spoke to the disciples and said, "Go to Jerusalem and wait for the power of the Holy Spirit that God will send." So, go wait. Now, it wasn't going to be a long time. Jesus spent 40 days ministering after the resurrection. And then he said, go wait. Gave him about 10 days to go wait. And then, a few days later, the 10 days, the Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, they were in one mind, in one accord, and they were all, you know what? This is an amazing miracle. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as they were enabled or empowered or as the Spirit gave utterance. And then they communicated in languages that they never learned. The crowds around were amazed at the different language, but they still accused the disciples of being drunk. Now, I've never been drunk, but I can't understand how you can get drunk and learn a language. But I do understand how you can be filled with the Spirit and learn a language. Peter got up and said, "These people are not drunk. This is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel." And he preached the good news, and 3,000 souls accepted the message of Christ. The Holy Spirit falling did an amazing miracle to build the church, to increase the size of the church, and to bring a blessing. You know, they needed to get going, and 3,000 is a good number to start, and that was just the beginning. Later, 5,000, and we don't know how many in between. So they baptized and added to the family of God. The book of Acts continues to record miracles of the outpouring of the Spirit that began at the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. The Old Testament revealed a shadow of things to come through Jesus Christ. After Moses went to Mount Sinai, the word of God was given. The Israelites at Shavuot, when the Jews accepted the Torah, they became servants of God. When they accepted the law, the word of God, they became servants of God. And similarly, after Jesus went up to heaven, the Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost, and when the disciples received the gift, they became witnesses for Christ, and the Jews celebrated joyous harvest at Pentecost, and the church celebrates a harvest of newborn souls at Pentecost. 3,000 souls added. In John 14, now this is Jesus telling about what's to come. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And then verse 16 says, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter." Jesus had been walking with these guys side by side. If they had a question, they could go to the Son of God and say, "Jesus." They could go to the Creator of heaven and earth and say, "Jesus, what about?" Jesus said, "You're going to receive another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you," in the baptism of the Spirit that came on the day of Pentecost. Verse 26, dropping down a bit, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you." I thought, well, we have a lot of singing. Maybe I'll skip the song. But I couldn't. I thought, well, I'll sing a song we used to sing when I was young, a lot. Nobody will know it. Becky will know it. Sister Watson. Some of you will know it. Sister Barbara, Sister Janet, Sister Frieda, maybe. It's called "O Lord, Send the Power Just Now." written by Charles D. Tillman in 1895. They were in an upper chamber. They were all with one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by the Lord, the chorus, O Lord, send the power just now. O Lord, send the power just now. O Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. The second verse, yes, the power from heaven descended with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them as the Lord said he would send. I think this is pretty good for 1895. Verse 3, yes, the old time power was given to our fathers who were true. This is promised to believers, and we all may have it too. And I'm in agreement with the song, O Lord, send the power now. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Lord, we're thankful for this word today. I pray blessing upon your people, and I pray the Comforter just to overshadow us today as we worship. As we worship, we give everything to you, Lord. We surrender all to you. I pray that if there's anyone here that needs a new relationship with you, that you'll touch them right now, that they accept that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and say yes to the gift of the Father. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, Lord, if we believe in you today, we'll have everlasting life. I pray that you'll touch every one of us, increase our love for you every day. We honor and give you glory. We pray you bless the rest of our day today, of our worship, and of our fellowship, in Jesus' name, amen. We want to invite you to stay for the fellowship after the service because we have a good time when we eat and we talk. God bless you.